Charisma Quotient. I'm your host, Kim Seltzer, a dating and makeover expert, where I will help you build confidence, make connections, and find love from the outside in. You're in the dating game, but not feeling amazing in it because you're struggling with feeling confident and sexy in your body. And maybe you're not feeling enough physically, not enough to compete with everyone else on the apps, or not hot enough to get the kind of person you want, not confident getting naked in bed and being your authentic self. And that your body has changed, perhaps, and you look in the mirror and you see someone different and you ask yourself, who would date me? I don't even like looking in the mirror. And certainly that was me a long time ago before I had my red dress moment. So I get that. And as we get older and we go through menopause and there's changes in the body, it's almost unrecognizable when you're looking in the mirror. But dating is hard enough. So not feeling the best in your body does not help. And it's one thing feeling uncomfortable in your body alone. But now you have to put yourself out there where you are trying to attract someone when you don't even feel attractive. It's a losing battle. And especially when beauty can be seen in our society as such a strong currency in the early days of dating, it's hard not to feel the pressure. And body image and self-esteem directly influence each other. I don't care what anybody says, it just does. It's your feelings, your thoughts, behaviors. If you don't like your body or even a part of your body, it's hard to feel good about yourself. And the reverse is also true, by the way. If you don't value yourself, it's hard to notice the good things and give your body the respect it deserves. So then you'll look in the mirror and you'll focus on what you don't like versus what you do. So a healthy body image is more than simply tolerating what you look like or not disliking yourself. A healthy body image means that you truly accept and like the way you look right now. So body image and self-esteem are intertwined. I don't even see it like compartmentalized, like one or the other. And they're crucial elements to both feeling attractive and attracting someone you feel like you deserve. And that deserving piece is really important, because if you don't feel like you deserve it, you might even use weight as an insulation or like a love shield to protect yourself from getting too close for someone because you don't feel like you deserve it. I'll never forget, there was this woman that I worked with and years ago, and she completely was frozen in her ability to put herself out there and literally stopped herself from flirting with men because she wasn't comfortable in her body. And she admittedly told me that she knew how to flirt. Like, she was a huge flirt, by the way, but she purposely turned it off and she put men in the friend zone because why? She was fearful of men. And she was fearful that she would be rejected because of her weight and her low self-esteem. So she protected herself by friend zoning men left and right. And, you know, she would give them high five. She would talk, you know, their talk. And she really had a hard time motivating herself to stick to her exercise routine on top of it all, and repeatedly fell into this like self-sabotage cycle because if she didn't follow through, then she's like, oh, well, I don't have the body to flirt, right? Like it just became the self-fulfilling prophecy. So the fear of both failure and success contributed to her lack of confidence and follow through. And this was also tied to some childhood wounds that we worked through. During our coaching process together, we did a virtual makeover together. Of course, that's where I always like to start. So she could start visualizing herself differently in her clothes, right when, you know, right at the weight that she was at. And I had her sign up for a boxing class that she liked. Now, this was the kicker of it all. Lo and behold, she found a man in her class that she had a crush on, but she feared flirting with him and had a hard time motivating herself to get to the class consistently. So I used both consequence and reward with her. And I told her if she didn't attend that next class, that she would have to miss our next coaching session until she actually made the class. Then I gave her a challenge to flirt with the man for 5 minutes during the class. So she did that. And I'm happy to say it really got her over the victim hump. And she began to go to class consistently. She made a lot of friends there even, and got asked out by the crush himself. And so then she really ended up like losing weight. And then she started dating this guy. And in the end, she felt empowered and and just filled with like sexy body confidence and sex appeal. But most of all, as we all talk about, it was the self-love. So when you love you, other people will too. I say that all the time. So how can you just show up feeling more body confident when dating? How can you feel sexy and attractive? How can you unleash your sensual side without being hindered by body image woes? Well, with me today is a fantastic woman who is going to help me have this dynamic discussion on self-love and body confidence. She is the CEO and co-founder of WeShape and the host of Feeling Lighter podcast. Which I was on. It was amazing. By WeShape. With a background in psychology, she concentrates on the goal that you should strive to feel better in your body, not focusing on how to change your body. With over 20 years of experience, she is passionate about social change and is leading WeShape's brand mission of bringing awareness to the toxic weight loss culture. I love this. Her entire company and product is rooted in intention, movement, community, and beliefs, and she aims to help people bring self-love and emotional intelligence to fitness and to create self-awareness through meaningful conversations. Katie Bramlett, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Kimmy. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, it's such a pleasure, and I had so much fun going on your podcast, so like I was happy to keep the train going, so to speak, because there's just so much to unpack here, you know, with this topic. You know, you and I talked offline a little bit, but I don't really know like your whole backstory. I mean, I know a little bit where you came from, so I'd love to just hear what got you into all this and why you're so passionate about it.
Yeah, well, like you kind of read, I've been in the fitness industry for 20 years, and my co-founder and I, co-founder of WeShape and I, we used to have a body transformation company. So basically the opposite of what we're doing now. People would come in, we would give them, you know, strict exercise programming and nutrition advice with the intention of losing fat from their body. And we sold a lot of products because fat loss is really easy to sell on the internet, truth be told, right? And what I noticed is that a lot of people did lose a lot of weight. Like we helped thousands of people lose weight. Our business was scaling. We had made the Inc. 500 3 years in a row. Our team was scaling. People bought our products. However, I noticed a really important thing. And that was that people were never really fully satisfied with the weight loss. And I just sort of felt like, okay, everything is looking really good, right? I'm selling all these products, our company's doing so well, but like the customer experience after a certain point is really like a cliff. They're like dropping off the cliff. I'm like, what is happening here? So we just got curious. And I was really curious about like, what is the mentality behind that? What is happening emotionally and psychologically? And my co-founder at the time was feeling really like, gosh, I wish we could redefine, you know, what quality movement is in the fitness space, like what customized movement is, because all of us have different needs and all of the exercise programs that we adhere to aren't really sustainable for our lifetime. And they're really just focusing on burning calories, but like feeling good in your body physically and being out of pain is like so much more than just focusing on that. It's actually really complicated. And how could we deliver a product that was rooted in movement and customization per person at an affordable price? So we kind of went to battle with each other for a little while, truth be told. I'm like, no, we need to focus on the mentality. And he's like, no, we need to do this movement technology-based product. And I finally said, wait a minute. Actually, both of those need to happen. So how do we create a company that's centered around that? So we shifted everything. We shut that company down. That's the birth of WeShape. He was focusing on the movement technology piece, and I was focusing on the mentality piece. And so we get a lot of people who come in wanting an exercise program that meets their very specific needs, because we have all sorts of, you know, extreme customization. And then once they get here, we go, surprise, this is so much more than that. And we have support and resources for you to also address the mentality side. Because what I realized is that people were after, am I worthy? Am I valuable? Am I lovable? Do I mean something in this world? And they thought that fat loss and a certain body image and a certain number on the scale meant that they would achieve that. And it does not. Just like any, like, just like some of us go through the path of success or through the path of weight loss or through the path, like there's different paths we take to try to get that validation. And I realized that if people could not live in acceptance of self as they were today, it didn't matter how much weight they lost. So I consider our company anti-diet. When people come in and say they want to lose body fat, I'm like, that's nice. I don't want to like discourage whatever you want for your life, but I also want to talk about these other things. So we try to shift the intention and focus to something that I know they're actually truly after, which is how do I connect with self and feel that value?
I really love that. And it's like I was saying in the beginning, it's not one thing. You can't have one without the other. You can't have weight loss without the self-esteem. You can't have self-esteem without the weight loss. Like it's all intertwined. And the fact that you're building community around this, I think is huge, because I find a lot of clients that I work with, that they're just feeling so alone in the journey, and it's hard to motivate yourself towards that self-acceptance. So yeah, I was curious, like, did you have your own personal journey with this at all?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So like I said, we were prescribing very specific diet and exercise programs. And the diets that we were prescribing, I was trying and I felt miserable. Like, wait a minute, there has to be another way. And I would say that I was on the path of like perfectionistic, like judgment filled, you know, time and energy consuming days of like, what am I eating? And is it quote unquote clean? And is it this? And is it that? And I, at the time, if somebody said like, are you happy? I think I would have even said yes, because I was really resorting to outside of myself for that answer. Right. I was like, oh, I am happy because my business has just made the Inc. 500 for the third year in a row. I eat really healthy. I'm exercising on a regular basis. I'm married. I have two beautiful children. Like, yes, I am happy. But it wasn't until I was willing to see that truth and looked inward and said, you are all consumed by this methodology of diet and exercise, and it's actually draining your life force, and you actually hate exercise, and you don't, you know, and it was like, but to acknowledge that truth meant that I had to detach from my identity of what I had created my life to be. And that was essentially a big existential crisis of like, if I actually get truthful and I'm willing to face the truth, this means that everything in my world will probably come crashing down. And it did. But it was the best crash I've ever had, because my life is not consumed by that anymore. I have what I consider food freedom. I eat what my body tells me to eat. I enjoy food. I eat things that I used to have judgment around that I no longer do. I understand the root systemic issues behind some of those belief systems. I love moving my body and exercising now, whereas before I felt like it was a chore and a form of punishment if I had eaten a certain way. I'm way less fixated on making my body smaller and leaning into the ever-changing expression of what my physical body does. It's not to say that diet culture doesn't get inside between my two ears, but my entire relationship with self shifted once I was willing to face that truth and allow those identities to come crashing down.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, because I think that really hits home for a lot of people, and even how that shows up in different areas of your life, not just with food or weight. And I think what you're talking about, and this is something that's a big shift, especially when you're single, is that when you get into that state, there's almost a feeling of control that you have, right? And
oh, totally.
When you're feeling out of control in different ways, or if you're just getting out of a divorce, or you know, like you'll do things to try to bring like a world of uncertainty to something that is certain, and that is food, exercise. Like that's an area that you can control. And then on top of it, what you're saying is it becomes your identity. So then you're like, well, who am I separate from this? And so there's this, right, like this identity thing that happens. And it's such a beautiful way that you framed it, because you can still achieve what you want, but it's in a more authentic way that becomes it's not all that, right? Like that's just part of your life rather than it being your life.
Yes. And like, have you ever seen that meme on the internet where it's like, there's a caterpillar talking to a butterfly and the caterpillar's like, you've changed. And the butterfly's like, we're supposed to.
No, I've never seen that. That's cute.
Yeah. And that is so true. But we want to have this, it's like the external information that we're following makes us feel like we're doing the quote unquote right thing. Mm-hmm. And that does make us feel safer. And so when I had to unsubscribe from basically all of my beliefs, the world felt a little scarier to me. Like I felt like, oh my God, I'm floating out in the middle of nowhere. I don't have any anchors. And I just had to be okay with that for a little while. And truth be told, I had all of the things that would provide quote unquote safety. I had a lot of financial security. I was getting a lot of validation for my diet and exercise practices. I was doing all of the things, but my internal peace and serenity were completely absent. And with this startup company, I have put in so much financial risk. I'm like in the opposite position I was when I was running that company financially. I feel way less certain of things, but ironically, I feel way more anchored and grounded inside. And so it's funny how that happens, right? It's like we think that there's this checklist of external that if I check the boxes, I will get that peace and security and serenity and confidence and self. And honestly, my experience has been it's the opposite of that. It's the unraveling and the deconstruction of that projected checklist of what life happiness, quote unquote, means for quote unquote everyone. And my unraveling of that has actually brought me more peace and serenity and just comfort.
Yes.
But you're going to be uncomfortable either way. That's the truth. So maybe pick the path that's a little bit anchored in self.
Right. Well, and no one changes in a state of comfort anyway. So yeah. Like if you're super comfortable, then there's not really, it's not an area to change or shift because it's like, well, then just stay the same, you know?
Yeah.
And isn't that ironic? So it's like the one thing that you do with, you know, food or weight loss or fitness to achieve control and happiness, it's almost the opposite, right? It's like life is messy. And when you like lean into the messiness, things kind of unfold and you just kind of stay present with it and you feel more fulfilled because you're doing things, you know, you're working towards something. So I love that. Well, and I just wondered if you have any advice for people who maybe was in your position or even worse, because I talk to people and they're in such a bad state of like how they see their body. In fact, they'll put off dating or hiring me because they're like, you know, I'll hire you when .. You know, when I lose weight, when, like it's kind of like the play Waiting for Godot. I always say that. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's like, it's a one man show and he's just waiting for this great man called Godot. And guess what? Godot never comes. And he wastes all this time waiting for the greatness or the answer. And to me, sometimes fitness and weight loss is that because it's a way of putting things off. So are there any like tips and tricks or tools, even like within the community, that you help people kind of get out of that like rabbit hole?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I try to remind people, and people sometimes just have to go down this path like I did and learn from themselves, but that I haven't really seen anyone get that true fulfillment through the weight loss. So if you're putting all of your energy into weight loss, I wonder what it looks like if you put that energy into self and love for yourself and acceptance over yourself and shifting those beliefs. Like you could, if you know, I like to think about like everybody has 100 units of energy a day. Where are you going to put those units, right? And if you're putting it in weight loss specifically, I would just encourage you to just try and experiment for 30 days. What does it feel like to put that energy somewhere else into a place of like, I'm going to get curious about how do I accept my body? I'm going to get curious about what it looks like to unsubscribe from societal standards that are really just made up rules. I'm going to get curious to see what it feels like to come from a place of inner knowing versus a place of I'm seeking that external validation from other. It's shifted my life in so many ways. And I wish that there was like tools and tricks, but the reality is I just got curious about some of those concepts and then I was open. And then the universe came in and said, okay, you're ready, let's do this. Mm. And then my entire world shifted from there. So, and yeah, you speak to the community piece. Yeah. So when people come in, they get their movement plan and then we also have all of these community calls because I realized that who you surround, like, so we have like guest experts. Like I think we've invited you to do one of the
guest experts. Yes, I'm doing one.
Yes. Okay, great. We have physical therapists who's on our staff who talks about more movement stuff. We've had like clinical psychologists who come in. We have just community calls led by one of our team members where we talk about things like body image. We have these calls and we have this community because I realized that like who you surround yourself with is incredibly important. So it's really hard to wake up and say, I'm a part of the system that tells me the way my body looks is so meaningful. And now I'm actually going into a different camp that says, we're actually not going to worry about that anymore. And we're going to focus on a more inner knowing and unsubscribing from societal standards. It's like completely opposite camp, right?
Right, so, right.
And it's not the normal narrative right now in our culture. It's still not, especially in the age of Ozempic and weight loss products. Like it's just not, that's not the common narrative. So you need people who are sharing that narrative with you. So we have those community support calls so that people can find their people. I also highly recommend curating your social media. If there's somebody on your social media that when you read their posts, you don't feel good about yourself, like unsubscribe. Or if it's a friend and you don't want to offend them, mute. But like my entire social media now is like opposite content that I used to follow. It's not like the low-cal dessert. It's not the like, it's not any of that now. It's like messages you got from society that aren't serving your mental health around your body. Like it, that reinforcement is like the mindset shift that helps me move into a new space around how I feel about my body, and the people that are reinforcing that are everything, right? So really important part of the journey.
You know, what you said really speaks to, I think, and it's almost like an overarching theme where it, instead of just focusing so much and being like hyper-focused on the weight loss, and that's like your pathway to happiness, it's like, what can you do in other areas of your life to be fulfilled? You know, having friendship, doing activities, you know, leaning away from the social media and things that are more positive in nature. And I think that's right. You know, and I see this in the dating world. It's the same thing. It's like when people are focused on what they don't have, and then they're like hyper-focused on swiping, right? Like swipe, 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 swipe. I'm like, are you dating? Yeah, yeah, I'm dating. I'm on the apps. I'm like, but you're not doing anything. You're like numbing out, just being hyper-focused, mm-hmm. and you're not really connecting. And so yeah. I get those people off the apps and I get them out into the world. And like, that's why I'm doing these dating retreats. I have that Spark Your Sexy retreat coming up, and it's just focused for women because I just think there's such a need for a tribe, for friendship. And to your point, like you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. And if you have a, you know, a circle of negative Nellies, or, I mean, if you're single, no offense to the married folks out there, you're lovely people, but like, it's not the energy you need right now. You need other like single gals to lift you up and go flirting with. And, you know, so I love that whole notion of just like pivoting. It's pivoting away from this negative hyper-focused thing. So yeah.
Yeah.
I wondered, like, also, because you talk about self-love and using emotional intelligence to the fitness, I would love for you to share more about that, because I teach emotional intelligence as well with dating. So how do you incorporate that?
Ooh, well, I mean, honestly, I feel like our relationship with self is probably one of the most complex relationships we'll ever have. And we often focus on all the relationships outside of that.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially with people who identify as female, a lot of our culture has taught us like, how do you show up in service of others? And in fact, like on our podcast, we have this big question every time, which is like, what's one belief that you'd like to all of our guests, like which one of our beliefs that you have had that you no longer have that has impacted your life in a big way? And me and my co-host had answered that question ourselves. And mine was like that self-sacrifice was how I got my value. And it wasn't until I really learned how to lean into myself and understand why I showed up the way I did and what were some of my character defects and what were some of the things that I thought were serving me, but really when I got willing to see the truth in it, were actually deeply unfulfilling. I mean, these are not questions and conversations you have with other. These are questions and conversations. I mean, you can to reflect, but they're deep internal dialogues that allow you to see, wait a minute, you know, like I've had many moments on this journey where I've paused and been like, oh my God, like I did this big thing in my life because I was adhering to somebody else's standard of me, whether that be my family, whether that be my community, whether that be the culture that I live in. But like, what if it was me and what if it was that? And those are hard truths. Like even my career, like I initially started off in child and adolescent development. That's what I got my degree in. And I laugh now because obviously it serves me in so many ways to understand sort of developmental psychology and where some of our core root beliefs show up. But if I really had sought to understand why I made that selection, it was because everyone told me I was good with children and I should do that. It wasn't because I actually sought within to understand. So I always use this analogy that I feel like we're born with two dials, like an internal dial and an external dial. And like, if there was a baby in this interview with us, the baby's internal dials always turn to 10, right? They're just trying to get their needs met. They're not like, am I being selfish? They're like going to cry if they're hungry. But as we get older, the internal dial gets turned down and the external dial gets turned up. Like you should do this. You should do this. You should do this. You should be this way. You should look this way. You should be married. You should be this. You should have kids. And so like what I want to do when people come into WeShape is like, we can never turn. I don't believe we can ever turn the internal dial completely off, nor do I believe we can turn the external dial completely off. So how do we get that internal dial just a little bit louder than the external so that when you show up every day in your life, you're showing up from a place of self and knowing what you need and not for other in a way that makes you sacrifice yourself? Because self-sacrifice is in from my experience, has actually not served others.
Yes.
Illusion. An illusion. So yeah, I don't know if that answers your question.
You did.
Where I'm going, that's what I'm trying to do when people come into WeShape. How do I turn up your internal dial? So my favorite question, people ask this every time, how many days a week do I use your app to work out? I'm like, I am not in your body. That is your first exercise to start listening to your body and see like what you need for that day. Maybe you need a hike that day. Maybe you need a walk. Maybe you need a WeShape workout. Like my first project for you is to just tap into testing that out and listening to yourself.
And that I think is the biggest hurdle. What you just talked about, because once you get over that hump, it's that awareness piece. You know, it's same thing with the dating. Like when I tell people to like wake up and just notice who's noticing you, that's when people finally are like, oh, there's people here, you know. Yeah. Or just also the internal, you know, awareness, like you said, well, okay, now how am I feeling about it? So I'm noticing me and how am I feel? Oh, actually I'm uncomfortable. I'm scared. And then I think the third step is to then express it, right? Like how do we then lean into it and express it in a way where we do get our needs met? And so it's all encompassing. And I love that the dial metaphor that you use, it's so powerful because I mean, I think that people are looking for a formula, like to your point, they're like, oh, well, how many reps or how many? It's like, well, the formula is first just leaning into how you feel about your body and where you want to go. And so it's just, I think it's so crucial. Are there like different steps that you tell people, like if they want to get started, but then they're feeling a little overwhelmed, they don't know where or how?
Yeah. So we approach, like, we're trying to get people to come in and like shift their relationship to fitness essentially.
Yeah.
And
so
we have like a four pillar approach to that, which is really focus on movement rather than exercise. So like, how do we get you a program that's rooted in movement that's sustainable for the long haul? And we also have people focus on their intention. So when people come in and say like, I want to lose weight, we ask them to ask like the five or six whys. And usually they result in the answer of, I just want to feel valued. And so then we're like kind of, well, is the weight loss going to help you feel valued? You know, like we're kind of questioning those things. So really showing up with a difference of intention, because if you're showing up to lose the weight because you think that's how you will be valued, you are instantly trying to get yourself to work out to get external validation. And I always believe that like there's a big difference between external validation and internal desire. So I used to exercise because I needed external validation. Once I was able to evaluate that and shift that, I now want to move my body because it feels good and I'm not seeking that. So now I have internal inspiration to do that versus external validation. It's actually easy now for me to move because I want to, not because I'm trying to do something. So intention is the second piece. Community is the third piece. That's why we offer all the daily calls because you have to find your people and you need to be supported in that. Otherwise you're just going to be feeling like you're failing all the time. And then the fourth pillar, which is why we have the Failing Lighter podcast, is beliefs. Like how I feel about myself is how I behave in the world. It's directly correlated to all the actions I take. So that's why we have different guests on that can help us take maybe a perspective on something in a different way that we hadn't taken before. And just that curiosity for, is there something I'm believing that maybe I want to shift? We bring these guests on and kind of take a different perspective on a variety of topics. And those shifts in belief ultimately determine how we show up and behave in our daily lives.
That's fantastic. I mean, everyone listening to this, I hope you join the community. It does. It takes a village. Absolutely. And I just love what you're about and your message. Do you have any kind of parting words of wisdom that you want to share with everyone? And please, like, let everybody know again where they can find you.
Yeah. So your listeners can actually get a 2-week free trial if they go they just have to go to weshape.com/charisma quotient. So if they do that, they'll get a 2-week free trial. Maybe you could throw that in the show notes and people can just click that link if possible. And I think parting words is like, this is a journey. So shaming and judging yourself to changing things in your life is a harder road. If you can offer yourself self-compassion and kindness and curiosity for maybe a different path that if you feel like the path you're on isn't serving you, I find that going down a different path through curiosity, kindness, and self-grace is a little easier than going down a different path because you just want to judge and criticize yourself. So not to say that, you know, my inner critic doesn't like to rear its ugly head all the time, but it's just that reminder that kindness and self-grace and curiosity can go so far.
Well, you know, and then you can do a makeover on the inner gremlin and make that gremlin cute and sexy. You know, what if you did that? What if we just reframe that gremlin and then you lean into it like, oh, you're cute. And it really is how we see ourselves. I think everything that you're saying is exactly right. It's like when you look in the mirror and you find yourself sexy and confident, that's when other people will too. It's not about the man. It's not about the woman. It is about you. So thank you, Katie, for just, you know, coming on. And I'm excited to collaborate with you more on all of this.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a great time, great episode.
Thank you. And thanks for joining me today. You listening, this has been the Charisma Quotient. And I'm your host, of course, Kimmy Seltzer. And remember, you can build confidence, make connections, and find love from the outside in. And if you want to know more, make sure you go to my site, kimmyseltzer.com. And if you struggle with your body image and it's affecting your self-esteem when dating, just hop on a personal call with me and I will help you overcome your roadblocks and implement strategies with your sexy confidence. Just click the link you see in the show notes to schedule that. And guess what? If you want to take it one step further, I have a new co-ed workshop coming up. It's called Unleash Your Sexy Confidence, where you will learn to embody the art of attraction and chemistry. So if you're tired of feeling stuck in your dating life, struggling to create chemistry and attraction on dates, and wish you had more sex appeal, then definitely register and join me live with other men and women to learn and practice this stuff. Just go to stophatingdating.com. That's stophatingdating.com and grab your spot. And remember, working on you is working on your dating life. That's all for now.